Philadelphia. SEPTA buses could soon sail through intersections by triggering a series of green lights as they make their way through the city. That's the goal of a new pilot program underway to speed up trips for SEPTA riders, WHYY's Tom McDonald explains.
Andrew Bush of SEPTA said the test will equip buses with transponders to tell traffic lights they're coming.
What we're looking at with the city is doing it on a number of traffic signals that are along the Route 47 bus. And the Route 47 is one of our longest routes. It's also one of our heaviest ridership routes with over 10,000 riders a day.
Bush said if the bus makes the extended green, it can speed up the trip and give them the ability to move more people quicker.
Hoping that the result of that will be improvements with our on-time performance for buses and for travel time to make it more efficient so that buses are sitting less at traffic lights.
Bush added federal funding is paying for the test, which, if successful, could be integrated into other routes. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
And perhaps some of you are taking the bus to the Philadelphia Flower Show, which opens tomorrow at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Dozens of designers created botanical environments on the theme of Gardens of Tomorrow. One of them is Jennifer Reed of Mullica Hill, New Jersey, who made giant floral animals that can coexist with a house garden and seeded them around a dinner table.
So we've got a turtle, a squirrel, a frog, a bee, butterfly, a robin, a hummingbird. We've got ants, ladybugs, and they're having dinner together, showing that we all need to get along, have a seat at the table, enjoy ourselves so we have a healthy community.
The Philadelphia Flower Show runs until March 9th. Not quite garden weather yet here in our region, but it is 50 degrees today in Philadelphia, expecting a high of 51. Clear overnight, down to 42 tomorrow, first day of March. Should be partly cloudy and breezy, winds 20 to 30 miles per hour, and a big temperature swing.